B'tachon Falayv Shir, 1835, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'kariv, B'sei Shar Yisrael. We are discussing developing Sever, and we mentioned that the world, the creations in this world, naturally have Sever. Like the Pasuk says, Einei choyil eilecha yisaberu. The eyes of every creation is yisaberu, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only creature who does not naturally have Sever is the human being. The human being is the individual that by nature wants to be independent. And therefore, it's difficult for him to develop Sever, develop expectation, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why is it so difficult? Why is it important for a person to feel Sever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though naturally you don't necessarily feel it? Rav Chatzkel, in one of his Mechtavim, a Mechtav Yud Aleph, writes to an individual and he says, this is a klal, this is a rule, in the purpose of why a person's here. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants a person to break his teva, to break his nature. He brings the Mesil Susharim in Perek Aleph at the end of the Perek, and the Mesil Susharim says that a person should not have any purpose in this world other than to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever brings a person closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, like the Mesil Susharim, he should chase after it. And whatever prevents a person from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should run away, like running away from fire. Zogt Reb Chatzkel, I'm going to tell you a rule in Avodas Hashem. These words of the Mesil Susharim is the rule in approaching any situation in Avodas Hashem. The purpose of a person is to break what he calls the Arla, the impurity that a person has in his character. When a person feels pushback, when a person feels a natural tendency to do something or not to do something, that's his arla, that's his impurity. That's his havaida. And when a person breaks free from that, he becomes an Eved Hashem. Many creations in this world naturally have Sever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the reason why they have it naturally is because it's foundational to have that feeling. But we don't necessarily have it naturally, and the reason for that is our job is to break ourselves and try to feel Sever, to emulate the other creations of the world and understand that just like it's natural by a regular creation to anticipate and to expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, we try to work on it also, even though for us it doesn't seem natural. Because that's our job here. To break our nature, to do something that maybe we would not naturally be inclined to do. And through that, we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.